RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Israel's full cabinet signed off on the three-phase Gaza hostage release ceasefire deal. Phase one supposed to start Sunday.
The release of the first hostages, 33 of them, are set to be freed over the next 6 weeks in exchange for hundreds of Palestinians that Israeli officials have imprisoned. There have been a lot of challenges in reaching this point, but this again is just the start of the first phase of this agreement. There are still several more phases.
ABC's Selena Wang. With much of the U.S. about to get a crippling blast of Arctic air, President-elect Trump ordered Monday's inauguration moved indoors under the Capitol Rotunda, the Capitol One Arena, to be open for a live viewing. The Biden administration announced that weight loss diabetes drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy are now on Medicare's list of medications whose prices will be negotiated directly with the pharmaceuticals. 25 medications now on that list. This is ABC News. Confirmation hearing for Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
Being safe within our borders here in America is critical.
The president-elect has promised mass deportations.
Trump was elected with a clear mandate. He needs to achieve this mission because two-thirds of Americans support his immigration and border policies, including the majority of Hispanic Americans.
She got pressed on a few things. One, how would the administration logistically try to pull off this massive campaign promise of Trump's mass deportations to the tune of trying to deport the 11 million or so undocumented immigrants in this country? Generally, how much would that cost? How it would be pulled off?
ABC's Jay O'Brien. A federal jury in Grand Rapids, Michigan, convicted Jesus Gaitan Garcia in a $700,000 theft from the Four Winds Casino in Hartford, Michigan in 2023, scamming an employee into stuffing the cash into a handbag and driving to Gary, Indiana to give it to him. Richard Cantu.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he just driving, he's going bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da
bubba? Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Packers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Although the Packers' defense improved the past year, there's been criticism they didn't put enough pressure on quarterbacks. Defensive line coach Jason Rebovich fired after 3 years in Green Bay. Meanwhile, defensive back Jaire Alexander has missed nearly half the games the past two seasons due to injury. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will Jaire be back?
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information as a whole, you know, before we start looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
And Bob Uecker has died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker would have been 91 next Saturday.
You know, he beat pancreatic cancer, which nobody beats. But he had another cancer now. And he did the job right to the end, which is extraordinary. And I kept trying to tell him to slow down, Kurt. There were days he would go have radiation treatment, then come to the ballpark and broadcast the game. It's unbelievable.
That's Brewers owner Mark Antanasio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The third installment of the 28 Days franchise, titled 28 Years Later, opens in June 2025. Sources say despite the new chapter's $75 million budget, part of the new film was shot on an iPhone 15. This would make 28 years later the most expensive film ever to use smartphone technology, at least for cinematic purposes. We've come a long way since movies used to use flip phones. Just a little over a year ago, in late 2023, Norman Lear was being praised by everyone in Hollywood after his death at 101 years old. But Sally Struthers, who played Gloria on All in the Family, says that she was not a huge fan of Lear. During a recent appearance on the Let's Talk About That podcast, the two-time Emmy winner says Lear told her she was only cast because she had blue eyes and a fat face like Carol O'Connor, who played her father, Archie Bunker, on the show. Words hurt, even with two Emmys and a big bank account. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few flurries, a low in the low teens, windy with wind chills below zero. Partly sunny for tomorrow, high upper teens, wind chills near 5 below. Partly cloudy Sunday, high near zero, wind chill to 20 below. Right now it's 33.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll discuss the life and presidency of Jimmy Carter with journalist and political consultant Candy Stroud before spending some time honoring Dr. King's holiday.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Just a quick note here. I mentioned this earlier, but it's worth a little more of a deep dive. A court in the Russian state of Vladimir. That's the name of the state. They call it an oblast. This morning gave prison sentences for extremism to three lawyers who represented Alexei Navalny during his many trials. Vadim Kobzev, 41, got a 5.5-year sentence. Alexei Lipster, 38, got 5 years. And Igor Sergunin, 46, got 3.5 years. There were a couple of independent journalists and a supporter of the lawyers, a couple of supporters for the lawyers who showed up at the trial, and they also were arrested. The trial was held behind closed doors. And so, you know, this is how they do it in the countries that Donald Trump apparently wants to emulate. So just, you know, FYI. So what's on your mind, it being Anything Goes Weekend? Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
The stock market is up right now. Since Donald Trump was elected, I say that loosely, but since he was elected, the media was claiming that the Trump effect was occurring because stocks went up for a little bit. But they have since crashed back down, and now they're back on their way up. Essentially, what has happened is it flatlined. So the Donald Trump effect on the stock market was a flat line in the last 3 or so months. Yeah. Previous 3 months, the market was going up. That was the Biden effect.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump effect killed the gains.
I'm expecting a major crash, Larry. I'm curious your take.
Yes, I do expect that Donald Trump is a clown. He's incompetent. He's stupid. And so, yes, and I don't mind calling him names, by the way. And yes, he will, and his people, these are the craziest people in the world, they will crash the economy. I'm expecting that it wouldn't surprise me if they did it twice. And on top of that, once the Democrats take over in the House, he might get impeached again. That would be my prediction, that the clown will still be a clown in the next 4 years, and everything that he did the last time, he's going to do worse this time. And we can see that by the picks that he's taking.
Yeah, I agree.
Bernie Sanders was questioning one of these guys. I don't remember his name, but he was asking about the what was happening with Donald Trump trying to say he's going to get rid of regulations. Understand that Clinton increased regulations. George W. Bush lowered them. And then Obama increased regulations, Trump lowered them, and then Biden increased regulations. What happened is every time the Democratic Party increases regulations, the economy booms and the markets gain more points. Yeah. When the Republicans decrease them, we get the recessions. Every Republican for the last 128 years has given us a recession. So this clown that Donald Trump just nominated was claiming that reduced regulations is going to cause the economy to boom.
Yeah, when it was Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary nominee. He was the guy that Bernie was interviewing about the minimum wage.
I think that was the guy.
Yeah.
So he was spouting his lies, his right-wing lies about reducing regulations and increasing revenues. All that stuff was blatant, bald-faced lies. And the proof is what happens when Republicans become president? They crash the economy.
Yeah.
What happens when Republicans become president? They don't see any jobs growing.
Yep.
So when these guys, and all of them are doing it, everybody who's getting up there, they're just lying through their teeth.
Yep.
And we know it's a lie because the Democratic Party has not seen a recession in the last, 44 years now? Clinton, going back from Clinton to Barack Obama to Biden.
Yeah.
So that is, it's going to be 48 years now that Trump has got another term. Mm-hmm. Because by the time that's over, Trump will have a chance to give us a couple of more recessions. The Democrats will then be sitting at 48 years where they have not seen a recession. As a 48-year-old man has never seen a Democratic president give us a recession.
Yeah.
And yet the clown got a second term.
Yep. Yep. Well, and frankly, Larry, I blame a good part of this on the failure of Democratic Party messaging, on a series of, in my opinion, relatively incompetent Democratic Party leaders, DNC leaders. And the failure of leadership within the Democratic Party. I think that Chuck Schumer has been in some ways just an absolute disaster. And now you've got a Democratic Party that is aggressively embracing, continuing to embrace a seniority system that puts age ahead of competence. And you know with AOC getting pushed out of the Oversight Committee chair. Go ahead.
I like AOC, but I don't have a problem with the Democratic Party taking care of their elders who have more history behind them, and they can see things.
You know, if it's somebody like Rosa DeLauro, who knows, who's an old person, she's in her 80s, I believe, you know, who knows how to get publicity, who knows how to do political theater, who knows how to politically message, God bless them. But, you know, when you're getting people who are just there, you know, Chuck Schumer has never in his life, to the best of my knowledge, given an inspiring speech. He reads them over his cheaters, you know, over his reading glasses and just drones on and on and on. And I would like to see some damn charisma. I'd like to see some youth. I'd like to see some energy coming out of the Democratic Party. And I haven't, frankly, you know, haven't been seeing much of it. And
I'm not a fan
of the last
of
8
Chuck.
Years, 10 years.
I'm not a fan of Chuck, but it's kind of hard for the Democratic Party to get their message out when they don't have a single major network that actually gets out there and tells the truth.
I agree. The closest, so you have the closest you've got is MSNBC, and half their on-air talent is Republicans.
And so every time a Democratic Party is in the White House, we get irrational exuberance comments coming from the Fed. That's going to disappear when Trump gets back in the White House, no matter how high the stock market goes.
Yeah.
And,
how long do you think, Larry, I do need to move along, but I'm curious how long you think Mr. Powell is going to last?
I think he'll last all the way through because somebody's going to convince Donald Trump. He's kind of dumb. He doesn't know what he's doing. But somebody's going to convince him, hey, the only reason why you got a second term is because Powell tried to crash Biden's economy twice.
Yeah, which, according to you, is true. So, I get it. Larry, I've got to take another call, but thank you very much for the call. It's always nice talking to you. Sean in Coos Bay, Oregon. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Hi, Tom. First time, or long time listener, first time caller.
Well, thank you.
Since you briefly mentioned messaging with Larry, basically what I was calling about was how I feel like with Democratic messaging, they just kind of go, I don't want to say all over the place, but compared to the Republicans who just, they repeat the same lines over and over and over, and it just sticks.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Democrats, I really feel like they need to take all of their various issues and messaging and connect them to working people.
Yeah. Yeah, they need messaging discipline. They really do.
Yeah. Basically, raising taxes on the rich, that should be portrayed as wasteful spending and just giving more money to corporations to union bust. Mm-hmm. It hurts working people. So Democrats need to be strongly against it. And just there's so many different aspects of Democratic positions, and they could. Sorry, I'll let you.
No, I completely agree with you, Sean, and I think you said it very, very well. And I appreciate you calling, and hope you do call again in the future too, because you're spot on. You absolutely nailed it. Thank you so much. It's 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, come on, the Supreme Court got that so wrong. We'll be back with you.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
you are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, it's a brand new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Well, now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FRRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman. That's FFRF, like, you know, Freedom From Religion Foundation, ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end. Or you can text Hartman to 511-511. Either way, you get the information. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. ffrf.us/Hartman. Check it out. Welcome back. Anything Goes Weekend here. Picking up your calls. 21 minutes past the hour. James in Lamont Furnas, Pennsylvania. Hey, James, what's up?
Oh, hey, Tom. Hey, what I wanted to talk about was something called a hybridiform mole. Did you ever hear it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, it's spelled hybridiform mole, the hybridiform mole. And what it is, it's I got married August 8th, 1970. My wife got pregnant, and December 2nd, she had a miscarriage. And what the hybridiform mole is a tumor that takes over the egg because there's something wrong.
Right, and causes a miscarriage.
This tumor's growing for months inside the placenta, and about a month and a half before this, she started spotting a little bit. The doctor said that was probably her period trying to come on. And one day after work, she was laying on the couch, and she just got up and ran in the bathroom, sat on the commode, and she was bleeding bad.
We've been through a miscarriage. It's rough stuff. So you called to make a public service announcement to say look out for this, or do you just want to share your story?
When this 31-year-old woman in Georgia just before the election died, bled to death, where she laid in there for 20 hours before they would do anything because the doctors were afraid of getting charged with doing
murder, yeah. An abortion.
Yeah.
So it was the same kind of situation. I get it. Okay.
And one more thing about this. Just before the election, I lived near Uniontown, Pennsylvania, south of Pittsburgh. That's where Lee Mulfarnes is. But women, they had a crew come up here the weekend, both days on the weekend from Washington, D.C., to go around, and which I drove these women around to electioneer for Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was a nurse, and I told her about this hybridiform mole, and she told me that goes in the records as a miscarriage.
Right. Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. James, thanks for sharing that story. I appreciate it. Heather in Blaine, Washington. Hey, Heather, what's up?
Tom, I wanted to ask you, because I'm not as educated on much as you are, but what power does the Trump regime have to remove us from NATO and plunk us into BRICS if they wanted us there? Because, I mean, that's where all his buddies are.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be in NATO where all the people don't like him. He wants to be with BRICS with all the people he wants to be like. So do they have the power to do that? And if they do, what the heck? What does that mean for us?
That's a damn good question, Heather, and I don't know the answer either. I'm sorry.
Well, don't apologize. It's a big question. I just thought Tom would know. If anybody I can ask, it would be you.
I believe that our participation in NATO had to be ratified by Congress and was back in the day. But the power of the president to separate us from agreements, I think is pretty substantial. But I don't know enough about how it comes about and how it could be challenged to authoritatively answer your question.
Well, I mean, if Congress is a bunch of bootlickers, as nice a term as I can think of for them, mm-hmm. when it comes to the Trump regime, it feels like, because I know BRICS is expanding their membership, they're adding countries. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just added a dozen this last year. I just feel like, here we go, you know, the Western civilization way of living could be dramatically changing without us even realizing it. And we're all worried about Trump, which I am too.
Yeah.
But he's just kind of a blip in the worry.
Okay, well, let me give you what I just tracked down. The president's power to unilaterally remove the U.S. from NATO has been significantly restricted by legislation that was signed into law a year and a half ago. In December of 2023, Congress approved a measure as part of the National Defense Authorization Act that prohibits any president from withdrawing the U.S. from NATO without prior approval of either two-thirds of the Senate or an act of Congress. This legislation is known as Section 1250A, and it was written and passed by both Democrats and Republicans specifically to Trump-proof the United States and NATO. So he may still ignore that and say, I'm going to defy Congress and, you know, let Congress sue him before the Supreme Court. And then, you know, who knows what will happen. But that appears to be the case right now.
Geopolitically, it's a terrifying idea for me.
It really is. It's one of the
Western civilization is on the brink.
Yeah, it's one of the most successful and effective alliances in the history of the world, really, of modern civilization. Heather, thank you for the call, and thanks for a great question. And I'm glad I was able to track down the answer. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls. Anything Goes Weekend here on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back with your calls.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how How cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Israel's full cabinet signed off on the three-phase Gaza hostage release ceasefire deal. Phase one supposed to start Sunday.
The release of the first hostages, 33 of them, are set to be freed over the next 6 weeks in exchange for hundreds of Palestinians that Israeli officials have imprisoned. There have been a lot of challenges in reaching this point, but this, again, is just the start of the first phase of this agreement. There are still several more phases.
ABC's Selena Wang. With much of the U.S. about to get a crippling blast of Arctic air, President-elect Trump ordered Monday's inauguration moved indoors under the Capitol Rotunda, the Capitol One Arena, to be open for a live viewing. The Biden administration announced that weight loss diabetes drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy are now on Medicare's list of medications whose prices will be negotiated directly with the pharmaceuticals. 25 medications now on that list. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hollywood is still mourning the loss of director David Lynch. Tributes have inundated social media the last several days for the Oscar-nominated creative force behind Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Lost Highway, The Elephant Man, and The Straight Story. Lynch's colleagues are also paying tribute. Sopranos creator David Chase says no one who creates a long-form drama on TV was not influenced by Lynch's iconic Twin Peaks. Lynch was a one-time Wisconsin resident and passed away last Thursday at the age of 78. Speaking of Lynch, actor Kyle MacLachlan says he owes his entire career to David Lynch. The director cast the now 65-year-old actor in Blue Velvet and also made him the lead actor in Twin Peaks. MacLachlan called David Lynch the most authentically alive person he's ever known. That is some serious praise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg.
The Packers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Although the Packers' defense improved the past year, there's been criticism they didn't put enough pressure on quarterbacks. Defensive line coach Jason Rebovich fired after 3 years in Green Bay. Meanwhile, defensive back Jair Alexander has missed nearly half the games the past two seasons due to injury. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will Jair be back?
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information as a whole, you know, before we start looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
And Bob Uecker has died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker would have been 91 next Saturday.
You know, he beat pancreatic cancer, which nobody beats. But he had another cancer now, and he did the job right to the end, which is extraordinary. And I kept trying to tell him to slow down, Kurt. There were days he would go have radiation treatment, then come to the ballpark and broadcast a game. It's unbelievable.
That's Brewers owner Mark Antanasio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few flurries, a low in the low teens, windy with wind chills below zero. Partly sunny for tomorrow, high upper teens, wind chills near 5 below. Partly cloudy Sunday, high near zero, wind chill to 20 below. Right now it's 31.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me and it's like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired
that stood
if I'd
for
done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, more studies show men are lonely. Why is that? What can be done? Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
And Native Path Collagen is a single-ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, soup, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more quickly and easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's get, G-E-T, native, N-A-T-I-V-E, path, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman with two N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
There's a way to make a change. The path is crystal clear. Don't just sit there waiting for the tide to turn. Rise up and take your stand. Let your passion burn. Get involved, let your voice be heard. Stand up, speak out, change the world with every word. From the balance
35 minutes past the hour, welcome back. Picking up your calls here. By the way, I just learned that it's not necessary for the National Archivist to publish the 28th Amendment for it to become law. Apparently, President Biden can simply say, ta-da, it has been ratified by 3/4 of the states, it has been passed by 2/3 of the House and Senate, and I am declaring it is the law. Now, again, as I said earlier, he will probably be sued for this because Republicans do not want women to have equal rights with men. They view this as opening a can of worms, you know, a big problem. And, you know, it could arguably even affect some abortion legislation. But Biden is declaring that the Equal Rights Amendment, which is a one-sentence amendment that simply says, you know, women shall have full rights in the United States, essentially. The rights of people in the United States shall not be abridged according to sex, is now the law of the land or is now part of the Constitution, at least until the Supreme Court strikes it down. So let's see what happens. Katie in Hamul, California. Hey, Katie, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Well, I feel like I'm the kid that missed a lot of class, and so, you know, I have to be taken aside and waste people's time. But two people in the past, let's say, 10 days, Republicans, obviously, have mentioned, and they're not connected with each other whatsoever, have mentioned, well, we won't have Black Lives Matters to worry about anymore. And one of them was, we decided in our 70s here to get a financial planner, and one of them was the office manager there, so I'm putting out the word to Larry in Los Angeles, could he do our financial planning? And I just was so struck, and the other was a tech where I was getting some lab work done. And I thought, well, what a coincidence. Now, we were in Australia during all that, which doesn't mean we didn't keep up on what we did, and our families here kept up on it, and they did. But having to be here to feel, you know, I started getting involved in politics almost from birth, but, you know, when I went into college in 1966. And so I know riots, and I know the feeling of America when things happen. You get that sense that, you know, that almost intuitive sense of the country's take on it. And that this getting Trump back in brought these two disparate women to mention BLM. I actually thought one of them was talking about the Bureau of Land Management because right. She said, you know, she moved up to Idaho to get away from the fires from BLM. And I went, you know, they're burning? Yeah. And then she's talking about Black Lives Matter. Tom, can you give me, I've researched it, I wouldn't call you if I hadn't. Most of the demonstrations, yeah, people were killed. But I've been through so many and participated in so many protests / riots. I don't think I participated in riots, but well, who knows? Can you just give me a thumbnail of how bad was it for the whole country?
The vast majority. Well, you know, it was in the 90s. The percentage of Black Lives Matter protests that were completely peaceful. It was well over 90%. My recollection is it was something like 98%, but you'd have to look
These
that
are the
up.
George Floyd, because that's Correct. When we were in Australia for Correct. 15 years. This is the George Correct. Floyd.
Yeah. And, hang on just a second here. What percentage of BLM protests were peaceful? Hang on just a second. I'll get an answer.
My research shows 93%. The majority.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 93 to 97%. The Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project says there were 7,750 demonstrations, and 93% were peaceful. The Crowd Counting Consortium at the University of Connecticut said 94% involved no arrests, 97% involved no injuries, 98% involved no injuries to police, and 96% involved no property damage.
It's
one of the most
up.
Peaceful protests in the history of America.
It was.
And by the way, it was majority white people. The majority of people who showed up for BLM protests were white.
And that's a statistic. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, no, I can vouch for that. And all you had to do was look at the pictures. I mean, you know, but because.
Because I just didn't, because I went to the pages that you did are pretty close to them. And so. So, I mean, are white Americans, both these women are white, were they so stung by Black Lives Matter that it's, or it's, you know, some right-wing something pulling that out of the ashes, so to speak?
Fox News talks about this all the time. BLM, DEI.
Right. You know. I mean, this is an actual event. This isn't a concept.
These are all code words for, you know, back when I don't know how old you are, Katie, but back when I was a child.
77, Tom.
Okay, well, back when you and I were kids. Back when you and I were kids, we would occasionally hear older people talk about those N-words, right? I mean, and
not in my house, but yeah.
Well, not in my house either, but I knew people. I think we all did.
And me too.
And you know, that was the language that was used then. Today on Fox News and on right-wing hate radio, instead of saying those N-words, those N-word people,
they say BLM.
Exactly. It's just shorthand for black people behaving badly and projecting, you know, the assumption that all black people behave badly. And
so if we had been living here and we're watching this, and, you know, let's start with the Watts riots or whatever, I figured that was the only way anybody could get any attention. You know, you push it far enough and you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to light a fire. And so if we'd been here, we wouldn't have been going, oh, my God, we've never seen anything like this. And, you know, again, I feel absent the knowledge of people that were actually here and whose opinions my family.
Yeah, and we also.
And yours and your entire listening audience.
Yeah. No, I get it. But we also remember when Los Angeles was on fire, when Detroit was on fire. In fact, the riots in Detroit burned down the apartment building block where I lived when I was a year old. And although I wasn't living there at the time, obviously. But every single one of those so-called race riots or riots that happened in the 60s and the early 70s, every single one of them was provoked by a police killing or beating of an unarmed black person. One of them.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them, most of them, ended in significant property damage. The BLM protests are the opposite of that. And in fact, the most famous incident of property damage was out of Minneapolis. And it was started by an off-duty police officer smashing windows and, you know, wearing a
black
mask.
So how do you mean it was the opposite?
Well, it's the BLM protests were by and large peaceful. As opposed to burning down cities,
okay.
I mean, there was. I don't recall any major property damage that was done in any of the BLM protests. There were some that devolved into violence, and some people got hurt and even killed. Of course, Kyle Rittenhouse contributed to that. You know, killed two people and blew the arm off a third. And I think that was probably one of the most significant acts of violence that happened in the whole event. But no,
so why is when looking it up, it says it was the largest, second largest protest in the U.S.
Right. The largest was the anti-war protest against Bush's invasion of Iraq.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So why does it say this is the second largest?
Because there weren't
as
many.
Was that just geographically?
No, it's the number of people who showed up. The protests against George Bush's plans to invade Iraq were not only the largest protest in the history of America, they were the largest protest
global.
In the history of the world. Yes.
Yes, exactly. I do know that.
Exactly.
The Aussies went out on that one.
Everybody did. I mean, it was all...
In my husband's family, so yeah. I mean, I'm kind of familiar with that.
There you go.
Yeah, everybody did.
Katie, I got to run, but thank you for the call, and thanks for a great question. I appreciate it. Thank you. Always nice hearing from you. It's 44 minutes, almost 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls here on Domingo's Weekend on the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbus Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. A Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry about or have a concern about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head over to selectquote.com/Tom, and a licensed insurance agent will call you back right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years' experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Their slogan, SelectQuote, they shop, you save. It's true. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started and to support our advertisers. That's selectquote.com/T-H-O-M.
Leaving the people down, voices cry for balance lost.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Joe in Parker, Colorado. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hi. Well, I think Democrats made a big mistake, you know, many years ago, maybe decades ago, and that's by doing fair gerrymandering. Did you see the Republicans follow the example and do fair gerrymandering in red states?
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Joe. There are several states that could be, California probably at the top of the list, that could be gerrymandered in a way that would pretty much guarantee control of the House of Representatives for probably a generation for Democrats. But the Democrats have been so noble saying, you know, well, we don't think that gerrymandering is a good thing, so we're not going to do it, which seems kind of crazy.
Well, unilateral disarmament,
yep.
That work for anybody?
Nope, it never does. I mean, this is also the argument that's being made for Democrats taking corporate money, which is a whole lot more problematic, because once you take corporate money, you're kind of, you know, in hock, as it were.
Call your representatives, call your governor, call everybody from dog catcher on up and tell them to change it.
Yeah, I'm with you, particularly in California. Joe, thank you very much. Alex, speaking of California, in San Pedro, California. Hey, Alex, what's up?
Happy New Year, Mr. Hartman. Good
thank
to
you,
hear
back
you
at you.
I'm concerned about many things. I was listening to Governor Newsom talking yesterday, and he said something to me that I used to feel as a kid, and as a young adult, and I don't feel it anymore. We, the people of the United States, and under God, indivisible and united, and those things don't seem to appear today in my reality when I wake up and I go to bed.
Right.
Let me see. Let me get my thoughts. What I'm concerned about is we know where he's going. We know what he's going to do, and they're pretty much going by the Koch brothers, and they're putting the government in the bathtub and all that kind of a thing. We know that he did the insurrection in peace twice and all this. Why don't we just disqualify them? And because we know he's a felon, and nobody wants to be represented to the world in Australia, in Africa, and so on by a felon guy.
What are you proposing?
Why don't we just disqualify? No. Well, it's not a good thing if that happens. If we get represented by a felon guy,
but we're going to be starting Monday.
I understand that, but I mean, why can't we like they did in Iran when the lady was murdered for showing her hair or something, and they all came out nationwide?
Yeah.
Why can't we all come out and
it didn't accomplish their goal? But I get your point, Alex. You're saying why aren't people protesting more loudly? I think
but I'm hearing MAGA people themselves saying that I didn't vote for this. How did we get this guy kind of a thing?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, why don't we use the that what Colorado was doing kind of a thing, disqualify him before he gets inaugurated, have another election with the cooperation of every red state.
Sadly, there's no mechanism for that to happen, Alex. I admire your idealism, but it just ain't going to happen. Alex, thank you for the call. Edward in Culver City, California. Hey, Edward, what's up?
Yeah, hi. I guess I have to call back another time, Tom. I see we're at the end of the hour. I wanted to talk to you a little more about climate change, because it seems to me that the fight against climate change has shifted gears and the expectations have been lowered even within the environmental scientific
community. We're already at 1.6 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, exactly. It's so all the things that were being the struggle to avoid the change has kind of been
lost.
Remember
when Bill McKibben started 350.org saying, let's not go past 350? And now we're at what, 420 something?
Yeah, 423 right now.
Yeah.
But I think one of the, I'm going to be at the end of the hour here, but the thing I see is even within the scientific community, they're basically, there's sort of a capitulation, particularly with the reelection of Trump.
I think there's a recognition of reality, Edward.
Exactly.
Trump is going to reverse the progress toward reversing climate change, and we're just going to have to start dealing with a country, with a world where what just happened to Los Angeles is going to start happening with much greater frequency. In addition to what happened, a couple of months ago, all the way up to Asheville, North Carolina, we're going to have massive flooding in the areas that are prone to rain, and we're going to have massive fires in the areas that are prone to drought, because both of these extremes are being amplified by climate change. And there's no way to stop that right now. All we can do is ameliorate it, try to adapt to it. And do everything we can to make sure that every Republican we know understands that the GOP has sold its soul to the fossil fuel industry, which is willing to destroy our planet in order for a few more trillion dollars in profit.
They're not denying climate change. I mean, Rex Tillerson was not a climate change denier.
No, but his position was that it's not that big a deal.
No, I think the position's a little more subtle.
No,
than
and ExxonMobil, when Rex Tillerson was the head of it, was funding groups that are denying climate change. I don't know if they still are, but they certainly were when Rex Tillerson was running it.
Okay, so this is how I see
I'm out of time, Edward. Thanks for the call. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carne Verde, Martha Selena, and Mateo Robertson, all the fine people who work on this program. And thank you to you for telling your friends and neighbors and relatives and whatnot about our program and getting the word out there, talking to our stations and our sponsors. And don't forget, democracy requires all of us. Tag, you're in. Get out there, get active. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll catch up with you on Monday. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome one of Wisconsin's very own, comedian Tom Clark. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and I discuss award season. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 15 months after the Hamas sneak attack that unleashed Israel's fury on Gaza, Israel's cabinet approved the three-phase ceasefire hostage release deal. It should take effect Sunday.
Part one, we'll see a ceasefire, the withdrawal of Israeli troops from populated areas, and the gradual release of 33 hostages over a six-week period, including Americans Sagi Dekel-Chen and Keith Siegel, in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners.
ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv. Voting 9-0, the Supreme Court upheld federal law requiring TikTok's Chinese owners to sell to a U.S.-approved owner or face being banned in the U.S. It takes effect Sunday, President Biden leaving it to his successor to deal with it. The Justice Department in Sangamon County, Illinois, sheriff announced a deal in last summer's killing of Sonia Massey in her own home by a deputy after she had called for assistance. This is ABC News.